Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Oh, it is Sunday, fun day, July 23rd, 2017. Steve Cypress here. Another typical relaxing Sunday, having a great day. And now we have my beautiful wife, Michelle, just got in from battening down the hatches and rearranging the outdoor furniture because yet another monsoon is upon us and the winds are whipping up and the skies have turned gray and the rain is about to be starting and it's about to be total craziness here. And that's kind of fun. I mean, I've lived up north my whole life where storms, well, mostly we're in the winter, the big storms, but we're accompanied by these incredible winds, like this nonstop lightning with no thunder, just happening for like 20 straight minutes. But they would, instead of just leaving and leaving some rain that's gone the next day in a few hours because the sun comes out and it's 110 degrees again, they would dump like a foot or no, that would sit there for months, sun for months in the winter. So we much prefer, in comparison, much shorter bursts of storms that have. We are in America, and in modern society, the fact that we have nice shelter means it's kind of fun to watch the storm come rolling in. Anyway, so I got to share my rhino. Just a basic stuffed gray rhino on here was made exclusively for the World Wildlife Fund. Check this out, like one of his ears, can you see it there? It's chewed off. And that brought back a memory because I have a feeling I know the culprit of who chewed off that ear. Our beloved rambunctious trouble-making Cocker Spaniel Emmanuel, who left us 1 year ago this week. Was he, you know, this is clearly I had it too low on one of my shelves full of rhinos, and he just figured, why wouldn't he, that anything that's and chewy and soft and made of felt must be a doggy toy. So he would attack it and chew the ear off before I discovered it and said, what the heck are you doing? That's not a doggy toy. That's one of my people toys. And it rings in the collection this day. But just like any rhino, like any entrepreneur, you can even chew our ear off, and it doesn't bother us. We got 2-inch thick skin. We got another ear anyway, and we're going to be fine. So we know that every day we're getting all kinds of negatives thrown at us and people trying to chew our ears off and, you know, rip us apart and tell us whatever we're doing is stupid and it won't work and this and that. Yeah, like, life goes on. Anyway, yesterday I had to go to, I tend to on a Sunday fun day, but I got to throw this in because we had a little sales prevention experience yesterday at the ballpark, and it's a lesson that I hope all business owners understand, and it's one of few, but it's an advantage you can certainly leverage, is one of the advantages a small business has over a big one. You have a lot more control about what's going on in your business. It all started when we went over to Bobblehead Day, Robbie Ray Bobblehead Doll at the Arizona Diamondbacks game. So we got our bobblehead in the box, and there he is, bobbling around. And we showed up early. You got to go early on these free giveaway days, which is great anyway because I love watching batting practice. There's a lot more fun goes on in batting practice than the game. There's like 20 or 30 homers are hit. There might be one or two in the game. There's guys in the outfield that are catching the fly balls behind their back and doing all kinds of stuff, and, you know, even the guys that sit on the bench during the game, they're all hitting, so there's a lot of action, a lot more than a game. It's a lot of fun, and we're like, let's get something to eat, and so my beautiful wife, Michelle, like, let's go down to the ground floor. Our seats that we had were up near they were right in front of the luxury box, the owner's box, so they're great seats right behind home, but she's like, let's go down to the ground floor, we'll walk around, see the restaurants, and we open up the program, and there's a vegan burger that is advertised. Check it out. Go to whatever this thing is over there. It's section whatever, and walk all the way over there. And I go, hey, you know, this burger is advertised here. I want it. He's like, yeah, we don't have it. Come back later. Come back later. What are you talking about? somehow I'm going to like not eat somewhere else, wait a couple of hours, get up in what, the fifth or sixth inning, I guess, and come all the way down here to get a burger? I don't think so. So strike one for selling food at the ball game. So now I'm like, okay, honey, I struck out. What do you want? I would like to get this some of this tuna over at this sushi place. Oh, that's great. Okay, so now we're walking all the way, and now we're out in left field. We're walking all the way around out in right field. We find a place. I thought we walk right past it the first time, then we walk back. Okay, walked up there. It is on the menu. Like half the menu was like a tuna roll. And tuna something else and a tuna whatever, you know, and I'm like, you know, I'm gonna hit the men's room while you wait on the line and get this one. I come out, she's just staying there, nowhere near the booth. I'm like, what happened? Where's the lunch? What, you know, you didn't eat it that fast. What's good? Yeah, they don't have tuna. They're out of tuna. They said come back later. You're kidding me, right? So first of all, here's the deal. If you own a business, you don't really want to penalize people for showing up early, because I have a feeling that like next time, or anybody that watches this video, like, you know, not a good idea to go showing up early at the ball game. They don't want to take your money. They're going to tell you to come back later. So maybe we'll eat it the right way and drop our 30 or 40 bucks there instead of at the ballpark. Like, big mistake. We are trying to give you our money for way overpriced. I'm sure that this burger.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.